opinion line. Cork's 96 FM.
Graham Mulhern of Be Secure Online. It's common sense like that wakes people up, or you'd hope, wouldn't it? Good morning.
Morning to you, PJ. Yep, absolutely. So the whole thing is common sense. I remember the great line, PJ, from Billy Connolly, a stranger is not a friend you haven't met yet. It's, you know, we need to be aware of that online. And a big shout out to the Fermanagh Omar PSNI, because that's a great message, and it's one people should listen to. And by the way, police station Twitter accounts and in the UK are generally, some of them are quite humorous, and they have a very good attitude to it. Mm. And in some ways, they're leading the fight against all of this all over Europe.
Because it is still going on, and people are getting hooked every single weekend.
Yeah. And if you thought the Nigerian prince had disappeared, he hasn't. He's top of the charts still, and they factor it into the economic projections for the country down there. And this is just next level 2.0, 3.0. This goes on every day of the week, every kind of scam. And the great thing is they're behind a shield, hiding in a bush. They can never be caught, usually, especially if they're outside the European Union. So they're free to have a go. We just need to keep our heads up, be aware, common sense. And very unlikely that somebody out of the blue is going to make contact with you and suggest that your relationship's going to escalate. Come on, really, that's never going to happen.
But they're so good at it.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody, even if they only catch 1 in 100.
That's the game here, 1 in 100. Same as CEO fraud. You know, the one where, you know, the financial controller gets an email supposedly from her MD and she transfers 23,000 quid there and then because she was too busy and she just did it, and it was so good. Smart people, and all of us, we all get caught out all of the time.
Because, Graham, it's important to stress that, isn't it? Because, look, you might read this and you might look at what kind of an idiot gets caught out. Unfortunately, who will be caught out is the target. Someone who's lonely, someone who's alone, someone who feels vulnerable. And a little bit of attention is all that they crave. They may have nobody else or nothing else in the world. They crave a little bit of attention. Here it is. And before they know it, they're in trouble.
Yeah. And remember, we're all human, and this is a human thing, and we all make mistakes. And I think the message from PSNI is excellent. Just get in touch, come down the station, and we'll get these fellas for you, and we'll keep your pocketbook in your back trousers for you, and you won't have to open it, and you won't have to send them any money. And I would encourage people, social media, every kind of instance, sexting, commercial crime, get down to the station. The guards and the PSNI are far better at this now, and they've even started training for all this kind of thing in Templemore. So the next 5 years is going to look a lot better for people than the last 5 years. And the great thing is the station is much more welcoming, much more understanding, and so that's a big change, and that's fantastic. And one thing you'll understand as well as yourself, and unfortunately the judiciary are miles behind, but the guards are right out front here, and they've lots of practical advice.
Good. The other thing too is, and it's important to stress, there is a general sort of dismissal of stories like this. Dismissal of the victim. What kind of a gobshite were you? But in actual fact, that's unfair.
No, totally unfair. This happens every day of the week. This could happen to the guy at the top of the pile as much as it happens. Large companies get taken for money every day of the week. They're supposed to report it via GDPR. They don't. And they transfer. And we're talking county councils, Ryanair, everybody. Everybody has been done or breached. So there is no shame. And by the way, the guards are so used to this now that you shouldn't feel worried. It's just, unfortunately, you might have to wait a while and explain your case while somebody behind you is looking for a driver's license or a passport. That is unfortunate. And if you don't, here's another piece of advice, PJ, and this works for people. If the person you're talking to or the member in the station doesn't understand what you're saying, they'll be off within 12 hours. Come back during the next watch and you'll find a better guard.
Yeah. Finally, before I let you go, Graham, I was amazed to read during the week that still Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok and them all, you can still lie about your age, and kids who shouldn't be on these platforms are on them because they don't get checked.
No, and it's a money game, and it's a money-grabbing race. They want, those companies, they're as bad as their users. They want as many followers as they can get, or downloaders, just like the people online, the kids and the adults using it. And they don't want to put these things in, and they're going to have to be dragged to the water and made to drink it legally. TikTok has done a sort of, aren't we great? We've now switched the accounts of 16-year-olds to private, and they're actually busy patting themselves around, on the back around the world on that. They think that's some great big change. We need age verification, and we need it done properly, like that article that you're talking about. And we need real penalties, PJ. We need jail time. We need meaningful fines. And Google will pay a $1 billion fine all day long, as opposed to actually doing anything about it. So we need we need men like you, by the way, PJ, to keep shouting about this, because you're doing a great job.
All right. Graham, and no more than yourself. Take care, and thank you always for being with us on the show. That's Graham Mulhern of Be Secure Online. You can find his website. There's lots of helpful information there.
Cork's 96 FM.